from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Understandable concern when you're looking at a 7'4", 300-pound guy. To me, I'm just a real optimistic sort, and my glass half full look at it is, what have we seen offensively that has worked for the Grizzlies in the last few years? It's like, if the half-court offense isn't working great, you better get more bites at the apple, you better have some easy buttons to be able to get there on the offensive glass, you better have somebody to be able to set the screens to get Ja or Desmond Bane or whomever else open, and you better have somebody who can basically be a tree planted in the lane that allows Jaren Jackson Jr. to fly all over the place. And I think that Zach Edey makes a ton of sense there. I'm a little more optimistic about the idea of, like, a guy who played basically all 40 minutes of every Purdue game that mattered being able to rev up and, have the conditioning to be able to make himself a nuisance on the defensive end. But it's, we're going to see. I mean, generally speaking, you don't have, like, guys who can do everything all the time perfectly. The question is the trade-off. And I think that the idea of he is an option that is going to finish at a high percentage at the rim, he's going to give Ja a massive target in the paint under the basket, and he's going to maybe revitalize some of that offensive rebounding second-chance opportunity game that was lost when Steven Adams went down, which was such a gigantic impediment to the offensive flow for the Grizzlies a couple of years ago. I think that's the hope there, and I think there's reason to be optimistic about it. But if he's out there drawn into deep water on the pick and roll, expect a whole lot of I told you so from one Kristen Peek.
You can listen to him at No Cap Room, read him at Yahoo. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
Yeah,
take care.
Dan Devine. We're late to get to Chris Harrington. We will take a break. Be back in a moment. 92.9 FM Houston.
It's the Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
All this is was an opportunity to make him look, get him paid again by UConn, coming off of a raise last offseason. Frankly, you can argue he deserves it, though. Mm-hmm. He went back and won another championship. And then to make him look hot in terms of from that L.A. standpoint, makes them look like they had a plan, like a real plan, instead of just going to get LeBron's friend. Mm-hmm. But in the end, who will be right? In the end, Shams will be the Phoenix. Rising from the ashes.
Bro, they said that dude was on FanDuel today.
Sick.
And he didn't even discuss it.
Talk about it, bro. He's sick right now.
We're
going to rise up.
He was wrong.
Well, have you seen how many times Woj has gone out of his way?
From the very beginning. The land before time
was the one they wanted.
92.9 FM, ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Summer's on, and so are the deals at Target's 4th of July sale.
Let's go.
Celebrate with 30% off 12 packs of soda when you buy 3 free with Target Circle. Or get Doritos chips on sale, 2 for $6.
I love it.
Then make it a party with sprinkles. Select favorite day treats dressed in red, white, and blue are 20% off with Target Circle. And save even more. We've lowered prices on many summer faves like Up and Up sunscreen, Tillamook ice cream, Honest Kids juice boxes, and more. Target's 4th of July sale ends Saturday. Restrictions apply.
I love it.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to save on some of the biggest names in streaming on the network made for streaming? X marks the spot. Now through July 25th, get 150 megabit Xfinity internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a 1-year contract with Wi-Fi equipment included. And for just $15 a month, add the new stream saver that includes Peacock, Apple TV Plus, and Netflix. All your favorites, all in one place, only from Xfinity. So go ahead and binge some shows, stream some movies, and save some money all at the same time. For more watching and less spending, X marks the spot. Switch to Xfinity, the network made for streaming, and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Internet offer requires paperless billing and auto pay with store bank account, taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply, currently $56 a month. Plus Wi-Fi equipment, currently $15 a month. Actual speeds vary. Stream Saver requires Xfinity Internet or TV, and price subject to change.
It's time for July 4th doorbusters at Lowe's. Now through July 1st, save $900 on a Lowe's exclusive Hisense French door refrigerator. Was $18.99, now just $9.99. And get 3 for $10 on 10-pound bags of Royal Oak charcoal for all your summer barbecues. Shop these deals before they're gone, because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 7-1. Appliance price includes all discounts while supplies last.
Now is the time to get your fireworks for July 4th festivities. The place to go is Boom City Fireworks for the largest selection and biggest inventory of fireworks in the Mid-South. There are two air-conditioned locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Both are open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Power candles are only $3.97. Extreme bag assortment, $100 value, just $59.95. Head to Boom City Fireworks. That's Boom City Fireworks.
Get ready for the ultimate musical experience at Southland Casino Hotel's R&B Festival on Saturday, July 20th. Enjoy a free concert like no other with gates opening at noon. The lineup features the sensational PC Band and electrifying openers Jerry Rogers, Tia B, and DJ Big Rod. Indulge in delicious food trucks and beat the heat in our air-conditioned tent. One stage, 4 performers, 1 unforgettable night of music and fun. It's all happening at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Brought to you by Robert Half.
9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize an award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. It's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. You discover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris joins me now in the studio. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's my favorite Blondie song, Dreaming. Blondie's lead singer, Debbie Harry, born on this day in 1945. Dreaming is free, but NBA free agency is not.
No, decidedly not. All right, we'll get to you were at the Grizzlies introductory draft conference Friday. We'll get to that in a minute. But let's start with the Luke Kennard stuff. So news breaks over the weekend that the Grizzlies will not be picking up his option, are not picking up his 14.8 million dollar option. But according to Adrian Wojnarowski, both sides are eager to reach a new agreement. That's how it was phrased, to bring him back.
That is also my understanding. Independent of Adrian Wojnarowski, we all have to wait until he tweets things.
That's exactly right.
The way the NBA works these days.
Yeah.
But that is also, that's my understanding, is that a Kennard return is likely. That, you know, a deal was not fully in place, otherwise it would have already
happened. I was going to say, why if it's going to be, why wouldn't it happen already?
And so, like, when I don't remember how I phrased it, the story, but when I tweeted about it, I used the word finalized. I said I was surprised the Grizzlies declined Kennard's deal without an agreement already finalized. I used the word finalized rather than signed for a reason.
Right.
Because you actually can't sign the deal. If you decline the option, he has to enter free agency before you can sign. It's an order of operations standpoint. So they couldn't have signed him to a new contract before free agency started. But my understanding is that the deal is not finalized. And so, there may be details being worked out. I don't. My operating assumption is that Kennard will be back on the team. That is not a done deal till it's a done deal, but that's my sense of things.
Okay, so
and I don't know what that's going to contractually. I don't know what that's going to mean. I'd be fascinated to find out.
So once you decline the option, at that point he's no longer on the money's no longer on your roster, and now they're basically $8 million or something below the tax, right?
Yeah, I just wouldn't be too worked up about all the financial stuff until that contract comes in.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What might it look like? It'll obviously put them over the tax.
I really don't know. I'm going to wait and find out. I don't know what it's going to be. It may not be what people are assuming. I honestly have no idea. So we'll find out. I'm not going to sweat. I don't think anything's going to happen with the Grizzlies until that gets done.
Right.
And once that gets done, then you see where things are and you can sort of go from there.
Just structurally, one would presume that that he would take less money than the 14.8. More years, right?
Yes. I think it is clear that if Luke Kennard is back with the Grizzlies next season, his salary next season will be less than $14.8 million. Beyond that, I don't know. Beyond that, I don't know. Here's the thing to remember. This was a team option, not a player option.
Right.
So it's not a question of Luke Kennard saying, Luke Kennard, there's only so much leverage he has.
Right.
His leverage could be he could leave and go somewhere else. Right. But his leverage is not to say, he could not choose the $14.8 million.
Right.
So once the $14.8 million is not there, like, what are his options in free agency, right? It's not clear that someone was going to offer him a 3-year, $36 million mid-level exception deal, right?
Right.
So I don't know what this contract's going to be, other than clearly it's going to be less than $14.8 million this season. Otherwise, the Grizzlies, I think, would have just,
Let me ask you a different way. What sort of contract could they come up with that would make you say, as someone who follows the Grizzlies and wishes them to do well, I presume, that's a good contract from the Grizzlies' perspective.
If it's less than $10 million for less than 3 years.
Less than 3 years.
Yeah. If it's less than $10 million per year for less than 3 years, I'd be like, oh, wow. I didn't see you getting that done. Yeah. I'm not saying that's what it'll be, but that's the line to me where I'm like, huh, I didn't see that coming.
Right. Okay. So it's not done until it's done. Let's presume it's going to be done.
That is my presumption.
Then what?
Maybe nothing. I don't think it'll be nothing. I think there will be more nibbling. But it's possible there's not. I'm not expecting anything significant from the Grizzlies the rest of the summer, other than bringing back Luke Kennard. Because they got their center. That's what they needed to do.
Right.
They got that. And if they keep Kennard, like, literally if you put Kennard back on the roster, and I still have him on my roster sheet, you got a full roster. You got a 15-man main roster. You got three two-ways. You got a full 10-man rotation who I think they want to go into the season with and play those 10 players. I think you could say we're done here. What I do think is likely to happen is that they will try to find a way to subtract one of these excess wings from the roster. The roster is too wing heavy, and you got guys at the very back of that who just may not be playing. And you got John Conchar making $6 million and Zaire Williams making $6 million, and that slotted to be your 12th, 13th, whatever man. So I think, and when the Kennard contract comes in, where that lands them relative to these various tax lines is going to be interesting, because if it lands them like $1 million, $2 million over one of these lines, and you're paying $6 million to a dude to be your 14th man, I think at that point there is incentive to say,
here's 3 seconds, take him.
Right. Or other ways too. But yes, there's an incentive to say, can we just scratch a couple million off of this and actually move under one of these lines in a way that does not touch our 10-man rotation? You know, I think depending on where the Kennard contract lands, and by the way, the salary cap and all those numbers came in lower than expected yesterday.
Right, I saw that. Yeah.
And so I'm very curious about the Kennard contract. I think depending on where that contract lands, there may be more incentive to try to shave. Now, the question is, if you find a way to subtract one of these contracts, you open up a roster spot. What do you do at that point? Do you fill it or not? The one thing I threw this out on social media, I think I'm the first person to throw this out there, and I may go into this a little bit, just slightly more when I write today. I'm not convinced they're going to, if they subtract, I'm not convinced they're going to add. I'm really not. I think they could go into the season with 14 players.
Interesting.
And say, let's have flexibility so we can react to what happens. Because last season they went in, and hopefully they don't have the level of issues they had last season, because if that's the case, none of this matters. But last season when they had the issues, they ended up having to eat Kenneth Lofton's contract, just waive him to create a roster spot, right? Late in the season when they wanted to elevate, you know, Vince Williams Jr., elevate G.G. Jackson on the main roster from two-way, you had to create a roster spot. So I think if they don't find an ideal signing that fits within the budget they want, they could keep a roster spot open, A, to be able to react to injuries or things that happen, and B, like, what happens if Scottie Pippen Jr. is good? You know, and that backup point guard role, and you only have so many games you could use him, you may want to elevate him, and then you have a path to do that. I don't think it would be popular, but I would not be surprised to see them go into the season with 14.
So just to
I'm not even saying I would do that. I think I probably wouldn't, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Just to reset this, what's the 10-man rotation?
It depends on how they're going to start. The way I've got it set up to make it comprehensible, but whatever. So set aside who starts, who's coming on the bench, but 10 people, right? Yeah. I've got it set up looking like on a depth chart across the top line, Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, Vince Williams Jr., Jaren Jackson Jr., Zach Edey. Across the second line, Marcus Smart, Luke Kennard, G.G. Jackson, Santi Aldama, Brandon Clark. That's a good team.
Right.
That's a good team.
It's a good team.
You got Jake LaRavia not even projected in your rotation.
Is
who
it,
knows?
Is it the best Grizzlies team? Best talent?
I mean,
it's funny, the Kyle Anderson.
You got to play basketball, man. I don't know.
Well, in the end, you had Kyle Anderson, Melton, Tyus Jones, backing up those guys.
That team, even in this era, that 56-win team 2 years ago, that was a loaded bench team. Now, your stars were still
developing.
Right.
Hopefully, your stars are better versions of themselves.
So that's the question. You sort of flipped it. Like your stars should be better. Your depth is more of a question, but it could. It depends on the upside.
Doesn't have
plays.
To be. Gigi's not.
This is my point. Whether this is the best roster they've had depends on two things. One, it depends on health, and two, it depends on two major upside plays: G.G. Jackson and Zach Edey.
Right.
How good are those guys going to be this season?
Right.
And that's really
we're assuming upside for Vince Williams now. We're not even assuming.
Well, yes, you're right. Vince Williams is a question too. But my thing with him is, I think I have more certainty about him, but also I'm not projecting as high of a ceiling. I think the band is more narrow with Vince Williams Jr.
So with that 10-man rotation, and again, like it won't, some of those players will be hurt on any given night, and who knows.
Right.
Who's on the roster that isn't playing?
So yeah, Derrick Rose, along the third line, you got Derrick Rose, Jalen Wells, I think will be on the main roster, John Conchar, Zaire Williams, Jake LaRavia. And that's why the roster's
in
balance.
And those two was unfortunate. Those two, LaRavia and, I mean, particularly Zaire and LaRavia just sitting there doing nothing.
No, I, I'm not out on Jake LaRavia.
I know, but it's unfortunate that they can't play. It's unfortunate that there's no...
I don't mind Jake LaRavia as an 11th, 12th man on this roster on that contract. I don't mind Conchar in that role. I mind him in that role on this contract.
Right.
To me, the real issue there is you've got, if you look at that third string, the bottom five, you basically got four wings and Derrick Rose. You got four wings, so that's just a lot of crowd in one spot. And then Derrick Rose, is he going to play 25 games? What's happening there? So that's kind of the
issue. It would be better if you had a useful big and a useful point guard and
And I think the real issue with the bigs, I'm going to write about this a little bit today. I tweeted about it over the weekend. To me, if you're thinking about adding a player to this roster, you assume Kennard, you're going to add a player. What kind of player do you want to add? To me, there's two big questions about about the functionality of the roster. One is your ball handling going to be able to get by when John Morant is not on the floor? And two is your front court going to work when Jaren Jackson is not on the floor? And I think the second one is the big one. Hmm. If you go back and listen to Zach Kleiman's press conference after the draft, he talked about, we want optionality. We know Jaren and Brandon Clark works great. We like Jaren and Sam Biadama. You can play five out. The Jaren Zach Edey thing is going to be great. Well, the question is okay,
all of them.
Jaren can't play 82 games in 48 minutes. Okay, I agree. I've written about this. I read this years ago. Jaren is the skeleton key. Right. Jaren makes everything work, but Jaren can't always play. And so, how the front court combination is going to work when he's not out
like
there?
Without you?
Yeah, can Zach Edey and Brandon Clark play together? Reason to wonder about that. Brandon Clark and Santi Aldama, we've seen that some. It's okay.
How about Zach Edey and Santi Aldama?
That's a real question. I think offensively might be pretty good. Right. Defensively, is that just going to get flanked? And so I think there's a real question about the front court combinations when Jaren is not out there to make everything work.
So there's that one, and there's the ball handling, and they could
And I think with the ball handling, you can't have everything, man. You can't have Tyus Jones just your backup point guard for 10 years. And so I think their hope would be, I think they really like what they saw from Scottie Pippen Jr., but I think the real hope is among the quartet of players, Desmond Bane, Marcus Smart, Luke Kennard, Vince Williams Jr., any two of those four, and some combinations are better than others, but any two of those four, you ought to be able to get by, you know?
Yeah. You went to the introductory presser. I particularly liked your line about Cam Spencer looking like he's ready to be a player coach.
When I wrote that, a part of me worried, is he or his family or somebody taking a shot? I just thought it was funny to me.
It's hilarious.
He looked like he was ready to coach the summer league team. Everything about him suggested, give me the clipboard, let's go, Las Vegas.
Yeah. So anyway, it's always a good day. What does Hashim mean? Crusher of dreams? What does it mean?
I think it was crusher of evil.
Crusher of evil. That was it. Yeah. Even the Hashim presser is a good day.
Yeah.
That we learned then that was crusher of evil. And so it was the Zach Edey stuff, and subsequently Lou learned he's not going to be playing.
Yeah.
Trying out.
They have not announced he's going to be on the summer league team, but I think those dots are pretty easy to connect.
Right.
If he's not going to, because it's not an injury situation that's keeping him off the Olympic team.
And that's, what if he had to try out and make the, he was not a given to be on that team, was he?
No, it wasn't a given. They had not solidified their final roster. He would have been in camp, competing or whatever.
Instead, he's going to be competing for the Grizzlies in summer league 1 week from today, actually. They have the first game 1 week from today. I was a little, he said that the Grizzlies were the one team that would have given me an offer after my sophomore year.
I decided not to poke around. I was writing on deadline anyway, but that's something I decided not to poke around about. What's the legality of this? How did you communicate with him as an NBA, as a college sophomore? I guess it's not your problem. It's an NCAA problem. I don't know.
But
to your point, I cut you off. He said they were the one team that was going to offer him a contract after his sophomore year.
Maybe they were urging him to come out, and if you come out, we'll give you a two-way, whatever.
That has happened.
But then he said this year, I quote-unquote never heard from them, but he worked out for them, right?
I think he meant he never heard from them until the point in the process in which they were, and the point that Drew talked to him at the combine.
Yeah, when he said,
he said the Grizzlies have shown interest in me. I think apparently that was in the past they've shown interest in me.
And then there was a period where they did not.
They just didn't.
Right,
he was back in college, and they weren't.
Right.
Anything
else particularly strike you from?
I didn't find it particularly interesting in the moment. I thought, should I write about this? What is there to write about? I think came up with a pretty decent piece about it, but it was pretty. There wasn't a lot of there with it. It was. I was always
people
fun.
Like to, people like to just meet them. You know, like they're here, they're and they're
poor Jalen Wells didn't get to say much. I mean, it was Zach Edey is clearly the story of everything, and then you had the Zach Edey, Cam Spencer just played each other in the national championship game, which was an obvious thing. So I think Jalen Wells got a little lost in the shuffle there.
Okay, around the rest of the league, it's nice to see some players going east in Paul George and KCP. But then we have Isaiah Hartenstein going.
The Thunder. Thunder are loading up. The Thunder are going to be.
Given what has happened in Denver and we'll see, and what has happened to Oklahoma City, your favorite to win the West next
year. Oklahoma City is going to be the consensus, I think, prohibitive favorite in the West going into next season. Which doesn't mean they get there. I mean, they fell two rounds short this year. But that team on paper, that team is going to be a strong favorite to come out of the West. But, you know, it's wide open for who's going to be the team that has the best chance to knock them off. And the Grizzlies can enter that fray, and then who knows what happens.
Yeah, I heard, who was it? It was Tim.
Bontemps, McMahon.
Yeah, Bontemps. It was Bontemps.
All those Tims.
All those Tims. Yeah. It was Bontemps. He said he no longer considers the Denver to be an elite contender.
You know, I mean, they still have Nikola Jokic, who's probably still the best player in the world. They still have Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon, who are really good fits. But the thing about the Denver team, look, they won a title, right? The flags fly forever. And so most teams never win a title. They won a title. But that Michael Porter Jr. contract has killed them in terms of sustainability. And so they lose Bruce Brown, and now they lose Kavis Caldwell-Pope. They don't have a good avenue to replace them. It would really be best for them if they could turn Michael Porter into two role players instead of just this one dude. And so that team, they really need young players to step up in a major way next season. It's kind of creaky. But guess what? They also still have Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon. But that's as good of a three-person core in terms of how they actually function together in basketball as probably just about anywhere in the league. So I wouldn't rule them out.
Was highly critical of them not paying in the sense that you get a window. And if you're the
this
Clippers.
This is the best player you will ever have in the history of your franchise.
And the Clippers aren't in the window, and so they made a decision. And the Warriors aren't in a window, and so they're making decisions. But Denver and Boston are in a window, and you should be doing what Boston's doing.
I agree. I agree. I think the Porter thing hamstrung them, but then like their trepidation around the deep spending has also hamstrung them. And we'll see if they have other, you know, they're going to sign Russell Westbrook. That's out there.
We'll
see what happens. I certainly think Denver is taking a step back. I am not ready to roll Denver out because they still have that dude on their team.
Just continuing to look around the West, you got DeJounte Murray going to the Pelicans. You've never been a big believer in the Pelicans.
No, I like that move for them, though.
Of course. It's great, right? It's point guard.
Well, it's a better player, but also I think it clarifies their lineup more. I think there's more to do there, but I like that move for them.
Well, the more to do is obviously getting a center and getting rid of Brandon Ingram, but no one wants to pay Brandon Ingram.
No, I agree. There was something out there, and I would even call this a rumor. Maybe it's just like a suggestion. It's one of these. But I saw something at one point about could there be a Brandon Ingram for Jared Allen trade? And that makes some sense structurally for both teams. It makes a lot of sense for New Orleans, so I hope that does not happen. You know?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense for New Orleans. I don't think paying Brandon Ingram makes a lot of sense.
You got Herb Jones and Trey Murphy, who are not as well known, but they are maybe better all around basketball players at this point, playing the same position. And now you get to push CJ McCollum off the ball more, which is better for him.
Sixers get Paul George.
Yeah, great, great, great for the West. Great for basketball being interesting all around. A+ move, love it.
And you have people focused on the depth, but you know what? They're actually between
it's going to be okay.
And Eric Gordon and Kelly Oubre.
Yeah,
and I think Jared McCain can play.
Yeah,
and
no, I think it's going to be okay.
When you start with those three, right?
If they get, and this is a bet that is often a losing bet, but if they get reasonable health from Joel Embiid and Paul George, I think that team's going to be really, really good. Yep.
Clay leaving the Warriors, by all accounts.
You're probably going to go to the Lakers or the Mavs, unfortunately.
Yes.
Probably not going to Orlando at this point.
I was going to ask, and I think the least appealing is for him to go to the Mavs in terms of competition with the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I agree. It's hard to believe in that Lakers team. The Mavs are kind of, I don't know, there's a little bit of a crowd at this point there with sort of that spot. The Mavs made a couple small moves, I think net positive, but in a very minor kind of way.
Anything else particularly intrigue you? So what's left? What's left going forward? We've got, you know, DeMar DeRozan and whatever. Like, you got the three, you've got three former Tigers, Wiseman, Precious, Chu, and Lester.
Right,
you know,
right.
They're all out there if you want any of them. Is there any free agency? It'll be interesting to see what Denver does, I guess, now.
Yeah, I don't know if they have a lot of avenues left at this point.
Where Clay lands. Do you like what Orlando? Do you like Orlando with KCP?
They were a good defensive team already. They're better now. Certainly, they added a better player. They added a good player. That's a good team. They got better. But they're really, really dependent on Paolo Banchero being able to generate offense. So I don't – as much as I love guards who defend, it feels like you're doubling down on that with Suggs and KCP without enough offense on your team. So I don't know. I don't know about that.
Chris will have a piece up later today on all of this and more, so read that at the Daily Memphian. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
In the meantime, I will tell you that this is the moment. The O'Call summer sale has begun. I told you that Friday, and it is still true, which is kind of amazing because here we are. It's only July 1. So basically, summer in Memphis goes well into September, maybe possibly October. So you're going to be able to wear this stuff all summer long. It's hot, and no better time to get in. Earliest days of the summer sale, of course, selection is at its very best. So head on in and see our friends. Take advantage of summer savings while summer is kind of just beginning at O'Call. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
92.9 FM, ESPN's Jason and John Show, straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Elliot Perry. Frankly, you just love saying the name because you know what kind of Memphian he is when you say it. Tigers legend. There ain't no doubt about that.
I mean, I understand expectations. I mean, obviously we all have expectations, and there's nobody harder on himself more than Penny. I think his expectations of himself is tremendous. I think he's curating this basketball team, not just as a coach, but as a Memphian, you know, he wants to do well for the city. Having said that, I'd say just stay in the moment. You know, like, nothing lasts forever. You know, that's a part of it, and that's something, you know, he and I talked about in driving, is there are ebbs and flows and everything. You know, that's just a part of life.
92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Summer Hoops coverage in Memphis is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
92.9 FM, ESPN, is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South, online and on the phone, thanks to Odyssey. The Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say, play 92.9ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
I was talking to the folks at Leaders the other day. Leaders Credit Union, of course, place that I've been talking about. Does all the things a bank does: mortgages, car loans, checking accounts, debit cards. Only they exist purely for the benefit of their members, and so they've got better technology, they got better rates. Every penny they earn is poured right back into helping their customers, their members. But a couple things came up during this meeting. One, they just broke ground on a new Arlington location, so that's exciting. Also, a reminder, if you sign up at Leaders, or when you sign up at Leaders, mention ESPN and you get the $25 membership fee waived. To learn more, go to leaderscu.com, leaderscu.com/ESPN.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Small businesses are the engines that power our country. So why is it so hard for them to acquire business funding for things like expansion and cash flow? Meet Swish Funding, the business funding platform exclusively for small businesses. Whether it's $25,000 or even $2 million, our process takes just minutes, with cash in less than 24 hours. You must be in business for at least 1 year, with an average monthly revenue of at least $25,000. At swishfunding.com. Swishfunding.com.
Grilling out. It's as American as fireworks, as hot dogs and hamburgers, and as Kingsford Original Charcoal. Because enjoying that unmistakable aroma and sharing the authentic wood-fired flavor of Kingsford Original with great friends makes the 4th of July even more special than it already is. And that's pretty special. So here's to America, and here's to Kingsford Original Charcoal, America's grilling expert. Kingsford.com.
La 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 la.
Ever had your singing lessons cut short by icy water?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Say goodbye to those cold notes with Navien tankless water heaters. With Navien, you'll hit all the right notes without the surprise chill. So keep singing and let Navien keep the hot water flowing. And get ready for the encore when you get your utility bill.
La, 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 la.
Navien tankless water heaters. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or Canada Dry. Select varieties or buy two, get two free with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Grill out and chill out with Family Dollar. Enjoy smoking hot deals on cookout classics served with a side of sizzling summer savings. Great things come in twos, like ballpark hot dogs, two for $5, or Bush's baked beans, two for $4. And don't forget the condiments. Pick up everyone's favorites like Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, now two for $3. Plus, save more than ever before with smart coupons and special summer deals with hot new offers dropping every week. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Let me tell you about my friends, Carl and Karen.
place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning.
That's or at the sports
book. Winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
That's right.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show on a Monday, July 1st. I do have, it was an interesting, there's an interesting piece. I guess it's, is it EA Sports, Jeffrey?
Correct. That did the, so the college football.
The ranking of the toughest places to play. Mm-hmm. They did that. And then, other people have come up with their own list. And I've got Bruce Feldman's list here that I wanted to go over with you here in a minute. Before that, it is July 1, and that means that, Scott Morris, Dr. Scott Morris, walked into Crosstown Concourse today for the first time as just a doctor, just a doctor. But Scott, and I think you all know, we've had him on the show on their giving day every year. We have on their show on their giving day. But I just think the story is worth repeating. Grew up in Atlanta. And I have a hard time imagining. He said in high school, Jeffrey, this was not my high school experience. He read the Bible in high school, and he decided in high school that he would go to medical school and divinity school because what he noticed from reading the Bible was that there's all kinds of references to healing the sick. And it didn't strike him that the churches that he was particularly used to going to, you know, talked much about that or did much about that, right?
Well, you forgot one other detail. He was also going to pitch for the Braves.
He was also going to pitch for the Braves. That didn't work out. But like, what kind of high school student decides to do that? But anyway.
I can tell you this high school student did
this,
not.
This high school did not. Then he, then once he's done, he says, well, okay, what's the poorest city in America where I can, desperately in need of health care? And he looks at, oh, Memphis. And so he moves here. And by the way, at a time when you can't have a conversation with a Memphian these days without saying, oh, you realize everyone's leaving town, it is instructive that Scott saw Memphis's troubles as a reason to come here. Like, that's what he ran towards them, not run away from them, because he thought he could help. And so in 1987, opens up a health clinic for the underinsured, the working poor, and he's got seven people involved in the health clinic, and 12 people show up. Well, all these years later, they employ 250 people. They draw on an incredible network of volunteer doctors, all of whom are volunteering because, let's be honest, it's why they went to medical school in the first place, to help people. And so much of the medical system now doesn't seem to prioritize that. So, incredible network of volunteer physicians. And they now employ 250 people and roughly 60,000 patient visits a year. It's just in its own way. Like, we talk all the time about the miracle of St. Jude, the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and it's incredible. To have this children's research hospital, like the idea of it's incredible. We're going to have a hospital where people don't have to pay anything, and kids can have, you know, be treated for their cancer. This is as incredible, and honestly, touches in a different way, like many more people.
It also doesn't have the brand name recognition, fundraising aspects that make St. Jude's go, which are amazing.
Exactly. So they have to, but again, it's not, they're both miraculous, and they're both born of the same impulse that Scott sort of recognizes, is that for all you look around and you see the greed or the crass, Scott has always believed that people want to help, and people, there's a human need to matter and to have them find meaning in your life. And St. Jude taps into that with their fundraiser. You look at the St. Jude Marathon, all the people who are moved to do something.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned this. When I checked in on Thursday night, one of the desk clerks had the St. Jude pin on.
Right.
And I talked to him about it.
People just want to,
He's like, yeah, that's what I give to
you. And it's the same thing. People want to help. And so Scott, and it's the same thing that drives Church Health, is that Scott recognized, I asked Scott when he opened I did a Q&A with him yesterday. You can read it at the Daily Memphian. And I asked him when he opened the place in 87, did he think it would become what it would become? And he said, I thought it would touch people and we would continue to grow. Because people want to help. Because there is this human need to make a difference, to help. And that's what's really driven it. So it is a miraculous place, a place that has become a model for other health care providers in other cities. And Scott, who's 70 now, Friday was his last day as CEO. And of course, what does he do on Monday? He shows up to work as a doctor 4 days a week. I think it's Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. He's going to be a doctor, and then he's going to still, let's be honest, he's an unbelievable fundraiser because of relationships. And it's funny when I talk to him about, I hate asking people for money, Jeffrey. Have you ever been in a position where
it's the worst.
That's not how Scott considers it. Scott considers it, he likes asking people to volunteer for money, whatever, because he thinks he is making available to them
an opportunity.
The chance to have a meaning, to for their lives to mean something. And he really believes it's a gift, and he really believes it. And I think it's true. I think it's why people do contribute. But here's a guy, Friday was his last day as CEO. So today he's walking in there as a doctor. And at a time when people just love to seem marinate in the misery of Memphis, I think it's worth highlighting Scott and highlighting that impulse, honestly, which is honestly reality. I think it's great to have live in a city that has great stores, right? Or there's great grocery stores, that has great whatever, parks, and all this stuff. It is, and we want to make progress on all those fronts. Ultimately, we all want to find meaning in our lives. And I think this is a place, it's clearly a place where Scott has been able to do that. And I think the rest of us can too. Separately, much more frivolous, Jeffrey, I wrote a story about a dude who stayed at the pyramid, the hotel in the pyramid. Big Cedar Lodge for 45 days with his two dogs. This guy, his place burned down. It was an apartment affiliated with whatever over at Laughlin Yard.
Okay, yeah.
And so his dogs were, he was actually not home at the time. His dogs were treated by the fire department. And he actually looked on the news. Someone called him and said, are you alive? And he said, what do you mean? What are you talking about? He said, well, you probably don't know. And his house, his dogs were getting oxygen from the fire department. Anyway, he's got these two dogs. One's a 115-pound lab mix. And then one is a 15-pound Boston Terrier. And he's like, where can I? He got loss of occupancy, so he got money from his insurance company. And so he's calling around for places that'll take dogs. And the only downtown hotel, he lived downtown, the only downtown hotel that would take dogs, these two dogs, was that hotel. And so he literally stayed there for 45 days. And he said the way it worked was the money that he got, you couldn't sock it away. You either spend it or you lose it, right? So there he is. He'd take the, he'd open his day with a $24 buffet breakfast, which he said is spectacular. He'd end his day on many days by taking the elevator up to the top of the thing and looking out over the, and it was just he became sort of an expert. Everyone knew him. Everyone knew the dogs. Other guests would ask him for advice and whatever. Have you It's funny, though. If you look at the Yelp reviews and stuff, people love that hotel.
Mm-hmm.
He said that the way it works is a lot of the guests who move into that hotel think it's Shangri-La. Like, it's like going to Disneyland. There are people, he didn't mean to pigeonhole. He said, there are people who live in Arkansas. You know what I mean? And when they walk in, it's like they're walking through the pearly gates. There's a sense of, you know, antlers. Like, there is, in his room, there was a stuffed pheasant, and there was a stuffed six-point deer or something on the wall, right?
No, it's definitely like an immersive experience.
And you're the kind of person who you think having a pheasant on your wall is the best thing ever.
Right.
Right? And so it's sort of self-selecting. But he's just had a great time. Couldn't say more good things about that hotel. Have you known anyone who stayed there? I don't think I've known anyone who stayed there.
No, I don't know if anyone stayed there. I mean, there was a Barstool guy that came through and stayed there one time, but I don't know him.
Yeah. He said it was very packed. It wasn't like, it was packed. Like, a lot of conventions, a lot of people from out of town. Whatever else. Anyway, you can read both those stories at the Memphian too. All right, onward. I mentioned that this story about the 10 hardest places to play, and this is appropriate because today, by the way, is the day when the conference realignment is actually official. So right now, Oklahoma and Texas
are members of the SEC.
Are proud members of the SEC, and suddenly those football programs that have not met a lot over the course of their history. Now they mean more, Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah. It just means more.
So they're in the SEC. So here, I'm not going to give you EA Sports. I'm going to give you Bruce Feldman's top 10 places to play, and I'll let you comment. We'll count from bottom up. 10, Kyle Field, Texas A&M.
So Kyle Field is an impressive stadium. I've covered two games there.
It's number one, by the way, in EA Sports.
Correct. So it is an impressive stadium. When they do the hymn and it looks like the stadium's shaking, it is impressive. The thing that struck me about it, though, was even covering night games, despite the fact that it's a massive, huge stadium, it wasn't like nowhere near like one of the loudest, most intimidating environments. But at the same time, I found it impressive. I just didn't find it as intimidating.
I'll be honest, I couldn't distinguish between these. In other words, if you ask, like, Florida's, I've been at Florida, it's loud. I've been at Ole Miss, it's loud. I've been at Tennessee, it's loud. I've been to a lot of these. You know what was really freaking loud? The Sugar Bowl. The Sugar Bowl, inside stadium, incredibly loud.
Superdome, I mean, the dome can get very
loud. So I don't know how you're supposed to pick between these. Anyway, here you go. Number 9, Georgia.
So Georgia falls into the category that I think a few of these stadiums are. When Georgia decides it's a big game, it can be an unbelievably daunting and intimidating environment. But there's a lot of games where it's kind of a wine and cheese crowd, and it's not all that. It gets kind of sleepy.
Okay. 8, I'll give you a few at once. 8, Oregon. 10, Tennessee. I mean, 7, Tennessee. So 8, Oregon. 7, Tennessee. 6, Florida.
So the only one that I would say, I think...
I haven't been to Outson, but I've been to the other two. And again, they're both incredibly loud, but ask me to pick.
So with Outson, I've never been there, but what I do know is this. There are not many intimidating environments on the West Coast, and when you have an environment like Oregon where it is like a passionate football fan base, I think it gets elevated to a tier that it probably doesn't belong. I throw that out with
a caveat.
It's
got weather, too. It's got weather issues, and it's smaller. It's 54,000. So then you got Tennessee and Florida. I've been to both. They're both really loud. I don't know how I could possibly pick.
I mean, when Tennessee is revved up, it's really tough to sit there and go,
it's not loud in the press box because it's hermetically sealed.
Correct.
So it's a little bit, but I've been down on the sidelines at the end of games, and it is freaking deafening.
I covered a night game where Florida just absolutely trounced Ole Miss, and like that was a very intimidating environment.
5 is Virginia Tech, Lane Stadium.
I think Virginia Tech's intro elevates their stadium.
I think that's true.
Because Inner Sandman is one of the coolest things you can see in the sport. But at the same time, I don't know, I just feel like every time I watch a Va Tech game, I see an unbelievable intro, and then they're down 35-6.
4, Ohio State. Michigan does not crack his top 10, by the way. The Big House is legendarily big, but not loud.
Yeah, I mean...
spread out.
I think there's kind of the whole wine and cheese crowd. Like, it's a... And I think another big problem that Michigan has is Michigan has held on to the college football is at noon Eastern or 2:30. And right. So a lot of these places, when you think about
drunk. You got to get really lit.
Yes.
Lit and dark.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So then the top three, Penn State, Beaver Stadium, Alabama, Bryant-Denny Stadium, and number one, as it tends to be, Tiger Stadium, LSU.
Okay, so with Beaver Stadium, I'm totally fine putting it there. I mean, you look at, to me, it's like Beaver Stadium is the gold standard of the Big Ten in terms of a stadium environment. I think consistently it's
the whiteout. Does it elevate it too?
Whiteout obviously helps, but another big part, Penn State's always been more open to playing night games than the other Big Ten teams. And I think that's a huge part of it. Okay, here's where the controversy will come in with Alabama. So I've covered Alabama games where they're just going in, all right, we're going to expect to win.
There's a lot of that. It's just like you're talking about with Georgia. There's a lot of games. They're just coming in, we're going to roll these people. It's not that loud.
And while you leave yourself impressed, I think Alabama's done one of the best jobs.
The intro's fantastic.
And the whole stadium experience, whatnot. And then the way that they've redone the stadium, I think they did
more
a very impressive job. But what you'll hear is a lot of people leaving underwhelmed by the atmosphere.
And then that's because they kick everybody's ass and people aren't.
Correct. But
I mean, heard Nick Saban complain about it.
The 2015 game after Ole Miss beat them in Oxford, that return trip, I turned to my boss in the first quarter and I was like, this is the loudest place I've ever been. Like, it was piercing your eardrums. And it completely changed the way that I thought about the stadium. Like, I was like, this is unreal. Like, how into it and how loud and how much environment there was. I think any respectable list should put LSU one. I also think LSU gets to cheat. LSU has hoodwinked everyone by saying there's nothing more special in the sport than Tiger Stadium at night.
Right.
And so they get night games. All of their big conference games are night games. Every big game's a night game. If you put every SEC team at night, it's a better atmosphere.
That's
so, yes, it is an awesome, awesome stadium experience. They just get, they get propped up.
I can see that. By the way, if you are selling your house, listen, it can be a stressful experience, especially with interest rates as high as they are. Call Josh Heisa. Among other things, you can get a cash offer. You can get an instant offer. Within 48 hours, pick it up, call on Josh. He'll come over, walk through the house, and give you an instant offer. And by the way, your house can be sold as is. So you don't have to spend $30,000 fixing it up. You can get a cash offer, instant offer, sold as is. Take all the stress out of selling your home. All you got to do is call Josh Heisa, 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147. Don't have to take my word for it. More than 300 five-star Google reviews. It's Josh Heisa, joshhasthebuyers.com. All right, Jeffrey. Well, I guess free agency will continue to unfurl today. We will learn, hopefully, what Luke Kennard is getting from the Grizzlies. Hopefully, that will be finalized. But tell me, what else do we have on this first day of July?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. It's Monday, so that means they'll be joined by Jason Fitz. Jason Munns will join us on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Going to have Kevin Cerritos sit in with me this week. Excited to have him as the company. It's Monday, so that means Cobb is with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for Now Work Is Done.
Game and turn up 92.9 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN or download the free Odyssey app and follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Redefining the sports broadcasting frontier. The Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 AM till 2 PM.
And with the 17th pick in the 2024 NBA draft, the Los Angeles Lakers select Dalton Knecht from the University of Tennessee.
I did think that Tennessee fans were going to storm the Capitol, though.
Wasn't that weird? Things I did not expect last night was Tennessee's disappointment in us, in the Memphis Grizzlies franchise.
Like, it's going to be another January 6th at City Hall.
It's unbelievable.
Like, they were really upset that the Grizzlies did not, and it wasn't just the Grizzlies that did not draft him, by the way.
92.9 FM, ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
How many Rock and Roll Hall of Famers have been on the Talk Is Jericho podcast with me, Chris Jericho? Well, gee, let's see how many I can name off the top of my head. Metallica, Kiss, Slash, and Duff from Guns N' Roses. Angus Young, Brian Johnson from AC/DC. Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You want more? I got so many more, but I'm all out of time right now. So come rock with me, Chris Jericho, on Talk Is Jericho. Listen to and follow now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Tigers coverage on 92.9 FM ESPN is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Lowe's knows owning a project means owning the right tools. And during Craftsman Days, you can save big on what you need from a brand you trust. Get a free Select V20 tool when you buy a Select Battery 2-Pack. Plus, get your choice of the V20 string trimmer or leaf blower for only $99. Find these savings and more today. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 7/10. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-3128. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-3128. That's 800-575-3128. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Grill out and chill out with Family Dollar. Enjoy smoking hot deals on Cookout Classics served with a side of savings. Top it all off with a thirst-quenching drink or frozen treat. Plus, save more than ever before when you use smart coupons. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Discover Flavorista favorites at Sonic. The new crafted drink menu in the Sonic app. Need a sweet escape? Try a Paradise Sunset, a blend of blood orange and strawberries. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Now, it's Jason and John, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios on Memphis' Sports Station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get some money, they playing.
I told her, take this plan B and stop playing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.